We're on the telephone today with Rich Peters, who is an agronomist with Channel Seed Company. Rich lives at Elkhorn, Nebraska, and serves the southeast Nebraska area. Well, Rich, we've seen probably one of the earliest springs we can ever recall here, and has a lot of guys chomping at the bit to get the planters out in the field, and sounds like quite a few of them are already there. Are you okay with planting now here the first week of April?
Well, a little bit concerned. We always are when things are early, and I think the insects are confused as well as we are, and the weeds also, they're sort of coming early. But any time we plant early like this, there's always that possibility of something happening, and as agronomists, we tend to worry a little bit. But when we look at things like getting a cold rain on recently planted corn or soybeans and that cold water imbibing into that kernel, we can always have the effect of corkscrewing or something else going on with that plant just because of that kind of condition. And we still have that possibility. It's, you know, early spring weather doesn't always predict what's going to happen 3 weeks from now. So we always have a little concern there.
And as I understand it, not a lot of research has been done on planting this early. So as far as advantages go, do we know what those might be?
Well, we know that early planting tends to be some of our better production, but this is abnormal. This is earlier than early. So there isn't a lot of data. There isn't a lot of data to support that this early of planting is going to be different than if we planted after the 15th of April. And we'll see. I guess, you know, that's one thing about an agronomist always says we can always do is we can predict pretty thing what's in the fall, we can look back what would happen, but it's very hard to predict the future. So it is a little bit uncharted waters that we're going into right now.
Well, let's talk about roots, okay, and the importance of roots, how the view of that has kind of changed over the years. I understand you made a presentation recently talking about that. What would you like our listeners to know about roots?
Well, I think one of the things that we don't look at a whole lot of roots because roots are underground. So to look at them is a job. We have to dig. And so some of the things we've learned is, and we know about roots is, you know, they do contain about 40% of the storage of nutrients. Those kind of things are a very big part of how that plant's going to produce as we get into the rest of the year. So if we have diseases or we have insect feeding on those roots and we get damage in those roots, we're going to affect that whole plant life and its ability to transfer nutrients from those roots up to that ear later on from the stored nutrients that were in that plant. So roots are a very important part of what we do. Also, we're seeing quite a bit of changing in how this corn rootworm works and his ability to work through technology and through insecticides. So there's a lot of things going on below the ground that we're able to look at today that we weren't be able to look at in the past very successfully.
Let's talk about some of the things that growers need to be thinking about as far as this resistance that might be developing on rootworms.
Well, some of the things we need to consider is multiple modes of action. And it's just like weeds or anything else. When we start to see resistance develop in any population, multiple modes of action is one of the best ways to combat it. So either we need to rotate into another crop, which does help also, or if we're going to stay corn on corn or we're going to see a lot of development in that area, we need to be looking at multiple modes of action. We need either two trait modes of action, in other words, two different cry proteins affecting that rootworm, or maybe an addition of an insecticide along with traits, to really control those situations where we are starting to see some resistance develop. The insect tends to figure out a way to work around technology. We're not going to eliminate the insect. So some way we need to keep in front of that with our growers.
Rich, any other things top of mind here as we head into the spring planting season?
Well, just I guess a few things like pea aphids and alfalfa. We're seeing a lot of that going on right now. We're seeing some of the early development of alfalfa weevil and those things in alfalfa. So these insects, like I mentioned earlier, are a little confused too. They're starting to develop a little earlier this spring, and we're starting to see some of the things we don't expect until late April, early May. We're starting to see in early April. So just be cognizant of that fact and be looking out there for some of the things going on. Black cutworm are moving north a little bit earlier than typical. So all those things are playing into this year also.